The Book of Elon. Author, Eric Jorgensen. Core thesis: Elon Musk's entire methodology reduces to a single principle. Use first principles physics thinking to re-examine every default assumption, then build the physical products that determine the trajectory of human civilization with extreme engineering discipline and pain tolerance. First principles thinking. Musk repeatedly insists, do not reason by analogy. Most people think, how does everyone else do it? Let me do that slightly better. First principles thinking means decomposing a problem to its most fundamental physical truths, then re-deriving from there. SpaceX's birth is the perfect illustration. Musk calculated that rocket raw materials cost only 2% of the sticker price, so why are rockets so expensive? The answer was not in physics but in a military-industrial complex that lacked competition and was habitually inefficient. So he built his own rockets, used stainless steel instead of carbon fiber, self-developed engines instead of vendor lock-in, and cut launch costs by two orders of magnitude. This was not disruption. It was re-deriving an entire industry from physical constants. A risk philosophy built on pain tolerance. Musk has a widely quoted line, "You need a high pain threshold at the beginning." He poured his entire net worth into SpaceX and Tesla, twice coming to the brink of bankruptcy. In 2008, SpaceX had three consecutive launch failures, Tesla's cash flow collapsed, and he had to borrow rent money from friends. He chose to proceed with a fourth launch simultaneously. If it failed, SpaceX would shut down. It succeeded. Musk's understanding of risk is not probabilistic but existential. If something is critical to the survival of human civilization, then not doing it is the greatest risk. This philosophy makes his attitude toward failure brutally cold. Failure is just data. As long as it is not fatal, keep iterating. Defining goals by physics limits. Musk sets targets in a way that is entirely unique. He first calculates the theoretical physical limit, then designs products anchored to that. What is the theoretical energy density limit of batteries? What is the theoretical thrust-to-weight ratio of a rocket? These numbers do not come from industry benchmarks, they come from thermodynamics and materials science. He then sets the target at 80% of the theoretical limit and reverse engineers the engineering path. This makes his goals appear insane when they are actually just stripping away the redundancy that industry inertia has layered on. Reusable rockets were physically entirely feasible. Nobody did it not because it was impossible, but because nobody had bothered to calculate it properly. An extreme obsession with manufacturing. Musk holds a core conviction: manufacturing itself is the hardest thing, and the most underestimated thing. Most of Tesla's pain came from manufacturing, not because electric cars are hard to make, but because mass manufacturing anything is extremely difficult. He treats the factory itself as the product, more important than the car. He slept on the factory floor, held emergency meetings next to the production line. His insistence on vertical integration borders on paranoia: batteries, seats, chips, software, he makes everything himself. This is not megalomania. It reflects his deep understanding of supply chain fragility. When you depend on 1,000 suppliers, every single one is a bottleneck. Why build at all? A civilization-scale mission. Musk's entrepreneurial logic has a clear hierarchy. The first layer is making money, but money was never the purpose. SpaceX exists to make humanity multiplanetary. Tesla exists to accelerate the transition to sustainable energy. He calls these things that matter to the arc of civilization. This mission is what enables him to endure pain and loneliness that ordinary people cannot. He once said, "If what you are doing is not significant for the future of humanity, why do it?" This is not altruistic moral posturing. It is a strategic choice. Only a mission large enough can attract people good enough, sustain pain severe enough, and solve problems hard enough. Practical implications. First principles thinking is the core tool for investment decisions and strategic analysis. Do not look at how competitors do it. Look at what the physical and economic constraints of the problem itself are. In consumer finance, this means not designing products from industry convention but re-examining every link of data, algorithms, and pricing from the fundamental economics of risk pricing. The attitude toward risk and pain is the dividing line between founders and managers. Most people overestimate the cost of failure and underestimate the cost of inaction.
Musk's all-in strategy is not a template, but his judgment framework that not acting is the greatest risk applies to any decision with existential stakes, such as whether a company should proactively transform or wait to be disrupted.
The manufacturing as product mindset deserves study. In services, what does productization mean? Not turning consulting into SaaS, but identifying the bottleneck link in the delivery process and owning it.
When you treat the manufacturing link itself as a product, you discover that the things you build unnecessarily are precisely your core competitiveness.
Conclusion: Musk's methodology is not the prerogative of genius.
It is a way of thinking that can be studied even if it cannot be replicated. Start from fundamental physical facts, refuse analogical reasoning, define goals by theoretical limits, maintain a high pain threshold, and take mission with absolute seriousness.
The value of this book is not in teaching you to build rockets.
It is in making you re-examine every boundary you have set as impossible.